So if they're not accessible to everybody, I mean, I understand that, but you can still get far down the path without them.
Yeah, and I think it's also putting it in a, because sometimes when you, but when you approach it with desire, then that makes it even further away. So that, that you want to put it in a, you know, approach it in a way that you're optimizing your possibilities, or your, you know, you're optimizing your.
We're not all equal, so it makes sense that the whole range of what we're capable of achieving.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's you know, I mean, the other, you know, side of the coin is, of course, that whenever the Buddha defined right concentration in the Eightfold Path, it's always defined by the four jhanas. So it's not a small thing. But I think there's a a tendency to as I said, just in the human mind, and say, like Ajahn Jeff's teacher didn't talk about it that much. Ajahn Chah didn't talk about it. It's not that he didn't encourage the development of that, or that he himself didn't practice them, but it's a lot of it is how we conceive of it in our own mind, and how the sense of self gets entangled in it. That's kind of the problem.